We're going to turn and read God's word together. So if there's a Bible by you, there should be these blue ones. And our reading is from Mark chapter 16. That's on page 1023. And if those who are helping with the reading want to go to wherever. So that's Mark chapter 16, page 1023. And it's a bit of a dramatized version, so follow along and watch as we go as well. In Mark chapter 16, starting at verse 1. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early, on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other,
"Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?"
But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed.
"Don't be alarmed,"
he said.
"You are looking for Jesus Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you."
Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid.
Thank you very much, team, for reading for us like that. If you can keep open page 1023, because we're going to be looking at it as we study it this morning together. I want to begin by saying, if you were asked to describe Easter without words, just using a punctuation mark, which one would you choose? Perhaps you might choose a full stop. Perhaps you think Jesus died, he went into the tomb, and that was that. There'll be some people in that position here today. It's great to have you with us. There are other people who might describe it using a question mark. You might have some questions about the empty tomb and Jesus' resurrection. You come with some questions today. I reckon there's probably a good group of us today as well who would say that they would describe the resurrection as an exclamation mark, because they believe that Jesus rose from the dead and that he is alive in heaven and one day will return as judge of the world. And you believe that today. Now, the first witnesses of the empty tomb, the women, the three women who we read about in our passage today, they went on a journey. They started off as full stop people. They didn't believe in resurrection from the dead. They believed that the tomb had Jesus' body in it. And then they went on a journey to ask some questions. And then eventually, beyond Mark's gospel, they ended up as exclamation mark people. They believed in the risen Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to spend some time this morning in two slots just following the women on this journey that they went on. And the first thing that Mark wants to say to us in this story is, come and see. That's the very first thing that he wants to say. Come and see the empty tomb. Now, that first Easter, the women were definitely full stop people. They expected to find the body of Jesus in that tomb. And there's a couple of things which show us that that was the case. First of all, if you notice from verse 1 down there, they took something with them. Some spices or perfume. Probably not Chanel, Coco Chanel. That's my personal one, so I won't waste any more. They took the perfume, a bit like taking some flowers to lay at a graveside or a wreath. They were expecting to find the body of Jesus. And there's another clue. That really does smell, actually. There's another clue that they are actually expecting to find the body of Jesus is because they were asking each other a question. Can you see it in verse 3? The question was, who is going to move the stone for us? You see, this would have been a big stone, this tomb, and they wouldn't have been able to move it themselves. They would have needed some help. But the disciples have legged it. They've fled earlier on in the story. So they're not around anymore. And the only people that they might expect to be able to move the stone are the soldiers. But the soldiers aren't friendly people in any way. They don't know this yet, but the soldiers have fled as well, as we're told in the other Gospels. In other words, they were expecting to find the dead body of Jesus on that first Easter morning. They were full stop people. That's what they were expecting. But that's not what they found, as we find out as we read on. Now, can we believe Mark's account of what happened? Well, we're going to find some evidence now, and I need perhaps the younger people to have a little bit of a hunt around. There are four bits of evidence hidden in four Easter eggs. So if you get one of the four, then if you come up to the front. So off you go, children, if you can find it. There might be one over towards the piano over there or somewhere. There might be one at the back over there. There might be one round about here-ish. If you've got one, then bring it to the front. Brilliant, we've got three of them. Hopefully we'll find the fourth. Ah, brilliant, we've got four. Well done if you found them. Unlucky if you didn't. Do take a seat, the rest of you. Wow, we've got five. I'm afraid that one's for later. Sorry about that. See me afterwards. Never work with children and animals and all that. If you can spread across, what I'd like you to do is open up your eggs and open the actual eggs themselves. And there's a piece of paper inside the eggs, and I want you to hold the piece of paper up. Okay? So quick as you can, open the eggs, then put the eggs on the floor and hold up the piece of paper. You can't open it. Need a bit of help, do you? Not sure I can either. There we go. No one can open it. We're going to be here a while then, aren't we? Okay, great. Put your egg down and then open the piece of paper when you've got it. And then hold it up high so everyone can see it. That's it, great. We've got one of the pieces of paper. We've got a sunrise. We've got a symbol of some kind. We've got a map. And we've got some names. Okay, brilliant. Well, we've got here some names, the names of the three women who came to the tomb. This is our first piece of evidence that what Mark wrote was really happened. And the names are Mary Magdalene, Mary, James's mum, and Salome. Now, the fact that they are named, not just three women turned up, but the fact that they're named is an indication that these three ladies were probably still alive. And so Mark was saying, if you don't believe what happened, go and have a word with them. You can go and speak to them and find out, because they are the witnesses. So that's our first piece of evidence. Thank you. Our second piece of evidence is over here. Do you know what that's a symbol of? Women. It's a symbol of, it's the female symbol, the symbol of women. And it's always good to have extras. Now, it wasn't right, but in those cultures and at that time, women were not allowed to be legal witnesses. So if you were going to make up a story, then you would never have chosen women to be the first witnesses of the tomb. But witnesses are included, which is a sign that it's authentic. Okay, we've got another third piece of evidence over here. A map. And the map reminds us that it was the same women who saw Jesus die on the cross, who went to the place where he was buried, who then went back to the same tomb. They knew where Jesus was buried, so they didn't get mistaken. And they had the map, if you like. And then the fourth piece of evidence over here is the sunrise. Now, it's not as if they were scrabbling around in the dark and they just happened to go to the wrong tomb. They got the right tomb, and we're told in verse 2 that the sun had risen so they could see where they were going. So four bits of evidence which show us that Mark's account can be trusted. Thanks very much for your help. Do take the eggs, they're yours. And you can keep the piece of paper as well. May not be quite as exciting. Thank you very much for your help. And especially for our assistant at the end. Thank you. Okay. Oh, thank you. I'll keep that then. Are you going to stay up the whole time or? Super. It's good to have willing volunteers. So the first Easter, the women who came to the tomb, they started off as full stop people, but you can bet by this time they had become question mark people as they saw that the stone was rolled away from the tomb. In a moment, we're going to go into the tomb with the women, but before we do that, we're going to sing a song, and this song answers the question, who is this man, Jesus? Let's stand and sing.